Izzy Presley is a performer, radio host, podcast host, and comedian. Izzy Presley is rock and roll. Born in St. Cloud, Minnesota, Izzy was raised on the music of Elvis Presley, the Beatles, Willie Nelson, and Waylon Jennings. And at 4 years old, he discovered Kiss, and his love for rock music was cemented. As a teenager, Izzy got his first guitar, and while he didn't take to it at first, it didn't stop him from fully immersing himself in rock music. He eventually got a gig hosting his own rock radio show, which led to hosting events for the Monsters of Rock cruises. Now, Izzy continues hosting a rock radio show. He has his own podcast, Another Effin' Podcast, fronts an Ace Frehley tribute band, does stand-up comedy and acting, all because in 2013, Izzy did perhaps the most rock and roll thing ever. With no money, no job, no place to stay, and no plan, Izzy jumped in his beater and lit out for Los Angeles. I'm Bobby Gonzalez, and this is Spoken Dreams.
My name is Izzy Presley. I am originally from St. Cloud, Minnesota. 46 years old. I've been here in Los Angeles for a little bit over 5 years now. I was the picked on kid. I was the I was a scrawny ginger. Went to a Catholic grade school in high school, and I was like the outcast. I was the kid that they really sought out every day. The guy to make cry every day, I guess. Music for me started way early. My mom brought me up at Elvis and the Beatles and Waylon and Willie and all that stuff. And December 24th, 1976, the day that my life changed musically forever. Christmas Eve, 1976, I was 4 years old. Kiss Destroyer was underneath the tree, and it was over. So when I eventually got my first guitar when I was 13, it was weird. I didn't grasp it right away. You know, it's like, all right, this is fun. I suck at this. I don't want to do this. But then my buddy Monty Lummel, freshman year in high school, he brought over the Sammy Hagar pointy red guitar, and he's playing Detroit Rock City. It's like, oh, I want to play that. You know, because when I was first learning, it's like the lessons, it's like Johnny B. Good, Smoke on the Water, which rules, by the way. You know, it's just all the basic stuff. But once somebody came over and started playing Kiss, that gave me the bug. You know, that turned from a shitty guitar into a not as shitty guitar, which turned into a nicer guitar, which turned into, you know, like my first big boy guitar. You know, God, rock music to me, it's weird. It's like, it's what I grew up on. You know, I mean, like you said, as a young kid, you know, when your mom's listening to Elvis and the Beatles, you know, and the rock stations in the 70s. I was born in 72. And, you know, rock stations in the 70s, it's like, it's ingrained in your head. It was, I think a lot of it, though, too, was going back to the guitar thing when Monty came over and started playing those Kiss songs. And it's like, oh, this is it. This is it. This is my youth. And it just, I don't know, man. It's just, rock and roll. It's just always been rock and roll. I started playing in a band when I was in high school. Never played out, you know, I was just jamming in his basement pretty much, but I was bad, you know, as most kids are when they're first starting. Some people are just, they pick it up and they just go. And it's like, I still struggle with it. That's really when the entertainment stuff kind of started for me, but it didn't really click until later on in life. I was bartending. This new magazine that came out in town called RX Magazine, and a cat by the name of Romain Bray used to hang out at the bar all the time. Hey, Izzy. He's just got this wave on him. Hey, what's up there, big shooter? I was still Tommy at the time. And he's like, hey, why don't you come on, do a column and something, some music thing based, you know, music based thing for RX Magazine. I'm like, yeah, probably. All right. I'm like, well, Tommy Elwell's not a very rock and roll name, you know? So I'm like, let's see. Izzy Stradlin played on the greatest album of all time, Bar None, Appetite for Destruction. Elvis is King, and boom, you know, Izzy Presley is born. And that kind of opened up the door to Rockin' 101, which was my first radio gig. But that kind of started because I used to call 101 daily. I was that annoying kid. You know, just, hey, man, can you play this song by Kiss? And I was trying to win every freaking contest and all that stuff and hanging out around the station. I was that annoying kid. And so they knew me, but this really kind of gave me a relationship with them. At one point, I moved to Florida for 3 months. And I got back, and Gary had called me, and he's like, you want to do some sales for us? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And I was starting to do a radio show, a Sunday morning show called Under the Covers with Izzy Presley, all cover songs. And, you know, then he brought me on as a sales guy. One afternoon, the afternoon guy he got in a fight with the owner and gone. I'm like, Gary, who's doing afternoons today? He's like, I guess you are. And it was like, boom, that was it. And that was kind of my break. It was a cool job to me because, like I said, I told you before, I grew up being that kid in high school calling the radio station every day. I never thought I'd be able to be on the radio. It's like, that was like, they were rock stars to us. You know, the DJs were rock stars to us back then. This thing came up on the internet. I saw the Monsters of Rock Cruise, and it was the very first one. And we worked with this. I was doing promotions and stuff like that for the station as well. And we worked with this company, that Southside company, that kind of, you know, trades advertising for trips and all that kind of stuff. And they got us on. They got us, you know, a cabin to give away. Well, we were the very first station in the country to do anything with them. So we got a call from the big dog at Monsters Cruise, Larry Morand, and, you know, thanking us. And he goes, well, you're the first people to do anything with us, and I want to have you guys, you know, represented on the boat. And, you know, that's what we ended up on the boat, you know, the next year too. And I told Larry, it's like, look, there's a couple things that would be cool on the boat, you know, because I'm a musician, you know, I've got this radio personality, and karaoke would be amazing because they didn't have karaoke on it. And he's like, yeah, I think that's great. That's great. You seem like you have good sea legs. Do you want to do all three cruises? And this is 2013 when we talked about this. And since 2013, we've done every single cruise that they do, which is awesome. But ever since then, I mean, that's, if it wasn't, you know, for Larry, I wouldn't be doing anything that I'm doing now. But I was thinking about moving out here at that point. This was 2013. I had visited out here with a gal that I met on the very first Monsters of Rock cruise, who ended up being my girlfriend. She lives in Norway. So we came out here, we were sitting at the Rainbow one night, just like playing Lemmy's Machine, you know, sitting in Lemmy's chair. It's like, I need to live here. So it's like the seed was planted, and it was like, cool, I'm starting to save up, going to LA. And I did the cross country trek. You know, I piled up everything I could fit into this 97 Toyota. It wasn't a Corolla, it was the one that was bigger. It was a piece of shit, but, you know, it was my piece of shit. The bumper is still somewhere between here and Vegas. You know, the duct tape holding the windows up, and, you know, rust. And, you know, it looks like a college kid's car, back when college kids didn't have nice cars. But whenever I could fit in there, and I think I had $1,000 in my pocket. And my gal was meeting me here. She's staying for the first like 2.5 months, so that kind of helped me start getting my feet and get rolling. I came out here with no rhyme or reason. Like I said, I was sitting at the Rainbow. I'm like, I need to live here. So we got out here, and I didn't have a place to live. Didn't have a job. I just came. And I think that is honestly the best way to do it, because you learn to survive and you know if you really belong here. Luckily, she had a little money stashed away too. That kind of helped. But the first couple days we were at this creepy little hotel on Sunset, and then we went to another hotel. Then a friend from back home let me crash at her place in Hollywood for a couple days, but then she needed her place back. So we went to Hotel Las Palmas, which if you guys are not familiar, it's on Hollywood and Las Palmas, and it's the shitty hotel from Pretty Woman. In the room, we were in the actual room. It's disgusting, but it's a great cheap place to stay. You can stay there for like $400 a week. You know, that's great. I had some contacts in town now because of the Monsters of Rock cruise. And one of my friends that I met on the very first cruise is like, when you get there, look up these people. And so I looked all these people, not knowing what I was getting into. But one of them gave me, he was working at Universal Music at the time in Woodland Hills and doing a temp gig. He's like, well, we're going to be looking for a guy. Apply for it. You know, so I went to print out my resume and all this stuff. And when I was there, I overheard the boss on the phone saying he needed a couple people for a couple days for a temp thing. And I'm like, he got phone. I'm like, I'll help. You know, I mean, I'm staying right here. I just got to town. I'll help. What can I do? And it turned out that, so he's like, yeah, come on down. And he used me. And the guy that was running the project happened to have a place with a room in Highland Park. And it was $500 a month. And within a month, I had a place. It was, wasn't the nicest place, but it was $500 a month. It was my first place. And my gal at the time was like, no. Oh, this is not what we talked about. I'm like, hey, listen, dude, you take what you can get and you build from there. Met this guy by the name of Harlan Hendrickson, and he had a show on my radio station that I was back at home, Rockin' 101. It was called Monsters of Rock because Harlan owns the name. And I got to know him through the cruises. And then like a year ago, he's like, I've been doing the podcast for 5.5 years. And so I've had a lot of mic time, you know, since the Rockin' 101 days in a totally different way. He's like, dude, I think you're the guy. I'm going to do this thing with Dash Radio. It's free satellite and bring in Monsters of Rock there. And I need some personalities. And I think you're the guy. I want you to do mornings. And so for about a year now, I've been doing mornings on the Monsters of Rock channel on Dash Radio. And it's so great. You have the freedom to do whatever the hell you want. And I love it. Like I said, I didn't come out here with any like delusions of grandeur that I have now. So basically, I'm a Lyft driver. You know, in these 5 years, I've done stand-up comedy. I never thought I would ever do stand-up comedy, and I caught the bug for that. I got Bass Fairly Tribute Band. I knew I was going to do that. I knew I was going to do the podcast. Those were the only two things entertainment-wise that I knew I was going to do when I got here. But, you know, I've started acting now. I just did a pilot. Hopefully in 2019, I will probably have a record out. And, you know, Monsters of Rock Radio, man, I don't know where it's going to take me. That, just, you know, keep rolling with the cruises and, you know, having my fun doing that, hopefully not having to drive Lyft anymore at some point. I love LA. I love it. The fact that you can be somewhere and have the opportunities at your doorstep. People always say, well, you don't have to be out there to do that anymore. I'm like, yeah, you kind of do. I mean, you can be that needle in the haystack that was, from Sheboygan that was discovered on YouTube, but chances of that happening pretty goddamn slim. And it's still slim out here too, man. It's luck of the draw, but you know as well as I do that a lot of it's who you know. And if you're not out here rubbing elbows, it might not happen. Yes, it's like winning the lottery, you know, if you actually can roll with it. But you know, I feel like I got my $5 winning ticket. You know, I didn't hit the jackpot yet, but I got my $5 winning ticket. I got my playback after losing, $500. It's, look, man, it's L.A., man. It's like, if you want it bad enough, show it.
That was Izzy Presley. If you want more info on his podcast, Another Effin' Podcast, the Monsters of Rock Radio, or Cruises, or ACK, the Ace Frehley Tribute Band, we'll have more information on those on our website, ktla.com/spokendreams. Be sure to follow along with me on social media. I'm on Instagram at SoundsLikeBobby for my personal page, and you can find the podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Spoken Dreams Pod. Plus, there's a Spoken Dreams Facebook page. Lots of exciting stuff ahead for 2019, so don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, and leave a nice review while you're there. Back with a new episode next week, so until then, break a leg.
Spoken Dreams is produced by me, Bobby Gonzalez, for the KTLA 5 News in Los Angeles. Executive producers are Olson Ebright and Jason Ball. And I'd love to hear from you. Tell me what you thought of this week's story, or even tell me your own story. You can shoot me an email at spokendreams@ktla.com.